This is Rabbi C. Mandel, Rav of Kahal Bnei Yisrael, the Bar Zelizitz, and it's my honor to give over some Divrei Halacha to the Taira Chaverim HaChashuvim from Igud HaRabbanim. This week's Parsha is Vayera, so we'll give over some interesting things about the Mitzvah of Achnasas Arachim. The Chofetz Chaim in his third chelik of Ahavas Chesed says in the second perek, Achnasas Arachim was described in the Tarak Daisha with all its pratim that Avram had done, which is an uncommon thing. We don't find this b'chol chelke atara, such a thing. So there are many halachas that we learn out from here. We have a lot of times, especially as Rabbanim and people in Kiruv, have the shaila of perhaps a family or a couple or a single person comes for gear or for Kiruv, and it's time to go learn, what does one do? So I was happy to see here that in the Haggah, in the first perik of the third chelik of Ahavas Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim goes through a shayla like this. First of all, he says, we know that there's a kind of learning Yerideus and Yerishman Vav, everybody knows that a mitzvah shei efshah yidei achem, it could be mevatel Torah, but when it's efshah yidei achem, you are not allowed to be mevatel Torah. Since the poiskim don't make a difference between one mitzvah and another, shmamino dafalach nosus orchen gamkein dinahachi. Also from the pasuk that Chazal began kalach hafeitzim lo yeshuva, so there's nothing like the Torah. More in my cousin. But I think with Daiti there are times that we have to be mevatel Torah for these things, if you can even call it little Torah. We find, the Gemara says in Bar Metziah, Rashi and Chumash brings it down, that Avraham Avinu was mishtamish with the shliach to bring the water, when he said, Yukach Namat Maim, and for this he lost some of the schar. So, obviously, if he was doing the mitzvah, it should be done fully. And any prat in the mitzvah that's not done fully, there was less chah. The Gemara says in the Kedushin, in the beginning of the second parak, that the mitzvah by Yosef and B'shluchai, and Rashi says here, Mekabel Tzchah Tzvei, Munkatshe, I believe it's in his Divrei Torah that I mentioned last week, his Sefer Divrei Torah, a phenomenal Sefer. He says Mekabel Tzchah Tzvei, and he explains the reasons why it's Mekabel Tzchah Tzvei. But here there's a different Shaila. So the Chofetz Chaim goes on to say that the reason why he was Mevatel Torah so much, if you could call it that, he gives a number of reasons. First of all, because they looked like the Kavadika mentioned to him, Hayu Nechbadim B'Yaisa, Ki Hayu Malachim, Kadad Arachai Makash says that he knew that they were Malachim, nobody else holds like that. V'Nechlavshu B'Dmus Anoshim, and they were dressed in the Dmus Anoshim. So it's nachan shehu ba'atma yishamish hakol apneim l'chvaydam. That's the right time that he himself should do everything. Also, he says, because Avraham Avinu was, through him, Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu was reached b'fi kol b'riyah, as Chazal say on the pasuk of Vayita Eshel b'Be'er Sheva, he called out the Shem Hashem. So all his pu'ulis was there, who b'chlal toyde. שהעידים על ידי זה, ייחוד של הקדוש ברוך הוא והשכחה זוהי על העולם. So we see, Emor de Gezach here from the Kodesh Chaim, that Limud HaTorah per se is usually the mitzvah of learning Torah. You're sitting and learning Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, whatever you're learning. But in the case of Avraham Avinu, this was the Chlal Torah because he was teaching Yichud Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Hashgachasai al Ha'olam, and this is the purpose of Torah. In the case of where a Rav has to be mekayem someone, or whatever the case might be, it's exactly the same thing. So we see two ksavos, two extremes. Either the case of Adam Chashav Ad Ma'ay, that you can't leave them, Darachim, or if I can't, people that are just beginning their Yiddishkeit, which are also very important, so it should be done by the Balabais as well. I think also that even if you would leave the people to your Bnei Bais, who are probably great and could do the great mitzvah of Achnas Zarchim in every way possible, just like you, but the fact alone that the Rav is sitting with these people and gives them the chshivas, to them it's something special. And that's nichlal also in the teaching she'edim ha'idei zeh yichud shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hashgachas haya la'olam, by making the Kiddush Hashem that comes along with it. Okay, we'll stop here today with this, and we know that tomorrow we'll do more on subjects of Achnas Arachim and Bikachalim, which this parasha is about.